The Dark Archive by Genevieve Cogman. Read by Kristin Atherton. Prologue.
My dear Irene, what on earth is going on? You've reported kidnap and even assassination attempts. You've done your best to make them sound inconsequential, but having half a dozen werewolves try to snatch you out of your cab is not normal. Nor, whatever your friend the detective says, is an attempt to drug and abduct you over supper. His perspective on the subject is severely biased. I'm sure these things happen to him all the time. And while Prince Kai may also shrug at assassination attempts, his family would take a far more serious view. Irene, you simply can't treat these things as normal. I realise the last year or so has been more than a little stressful. However, you're getting blasé, and that's dangerous. I would suggest you take a vacation. But at the moment you're very close to being essential, and handling some very important problems on behalf of the library. Don't get smug. Nobody's totally essential. If these attacks are due to criminal elements within Vale's homeworld, then get Vale to sort them out. Or, if they're being organised by someone from outside your posting, by Fae or Dragon, then get more information and fast. Speaking of very important problems, your request to take on a Fae apprentice has caused some controversy and has led to a great deal of discussion. I know it was to get the Fae to commit fully to our peace treaty, but some librarians still don't like it. It won't surprise you to know that we have had previous attempts at this. They all failed. We have no record of a Fae ever managing to enter the library, meaning that no Fae has ever managed to become a librarian. In addition, we both know that the Fae aren't interested in the training you'd offer their candidate, researching, filing, subterfuge, theft, etc. They want one of their kind to have access to the library. Despite the peace treaty between them, us, and the dragons, everyone's still looking for advantages. But equally, a Fae loyal to the library, and indisputably on our side, would be an advantage for us. As Melusine has pointed out repeatedly as head of internal security, one of our greatest strengths is our privacy. Fae can't enter the library at all. Dragons can only enter if brought in by a librarian. This has helped keep us safe from invasion in the past. If you, somehow, manage to get a Fae in here, you'll be setting a precedent which will change our security protocols forever. And if Fae can enter the library, then what about other creatures of chaos? What about Alberich? He was so chaos-contaminated that he might as well have been Fae. By now, you're wondering what we actually decided about your apprentice. It was nearly sent back to committee for another discussion, with a due date of this time next year. However, I'm glad to say that we do have an answer. Or at least a partial answer. You may take this response back to the Fae. The elder librarians have no record of any Fae entering the library or taking oaths as a librarian. However, the librarian Irene can accept a Fae apprentice for a trial period if the apprentice sincerely wishes to become a librarian. Irene shall do her best to help this apprentice enter the library. If this proves impossible after 2 years, then we will negotiate the situation further. They'll probably want to push the 2 years. You have permission to let yourself be argued up to 5 years if necessary. Do your best to stick to